Blog Talk Radio.
Life is a beautiful ocean. Welcome to Empowering Radio, brought to you by MyEmpoweredWorld.com. My name is Evan Dorian, and joined by co-host Craig Cook, and it's time to elevate the mind, body, and spirit. So thank you for joining us. My Empowered World is here to inspire, transform, and empower the human experience. And we help you achieve this by providing empowering experiences through content, products, tools, and services that elevate the mind, body, and spirit, resulting in a world that becomes a better place for everyone. So be sure to check out our website at MyEmpoweredWorld.com and sign up for our free daily empowerment emails. Also follow us on our social network channels, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and that will get you connected into our ecosystem and empower your world daily. We're also very excited to announce the launch of our e-commerce store. You can now purchase My Empowered World hats and t-shirts to wear while you're elevating the mind, body, and spirit by doing yoga maybe or working out at the gym or just hanging out at the house. So either way, check it out, myempoweredworld.com/shop. So, Craig, how are you doing tonight or today?
Right. Well, a little different schedule this time, but I'm doing very well. Doing very well. Thank you. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. Excited to get the show going here. We've got a great guest joining us. It's Lisa Coffey, and she is a lifestyle and wellness and relationship expert who serves up an inspiring blend of ancient wisdom and modern style. She's a best-selling author and has a new book out called The Perfect Balanced Diet, 4 Weeks to a Lighter Body, Mind, Spirit, and Space. Lisa will also be speaking at the upcoming Mindful Her Conference on October 24th, 2015. So, hi, Lisa. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Hi, you guys. Nice to talk to you.
Hey.
Great. All right.
Welcome to Empowering Radio. Excited to have you on the show today.
Yeah, thank you. And this is great news. You got t-shirts and hats and everything. We can just be empowered every day of our lives by wearing your stuff. Good idea.
Yeah, it's really fun. It's kind of have people wearing the brand and just spreading the message, and just, you know, the more people that know about My Empowered World, it's a way to, you know, elevate the mind, body, and spirit. So we're continuing
Fantastic.
To get the message out. Yeah.
So I'm all for that.
Yeah. Thanks for noticing that. It's something that we just launched recently, actually. So that's neat that you noticed that. Very cool.
Very cool.
All right. Should we go ahead and get into it, Evan? What do you think?
Yeah, let's jump on into it. You want to just, I think you have some questions lined up.
Sure, absolutely. Well, one thing, Lisa, I think would be a great place to start is, I think it's really interesting how on your website, Coffee Talk, and that's coffee spelled C-O-F-F-E-Y, talk.com, you have that branded with a tagline, Ancient Wisdom, Modern Style, which is really cool. And Why don't you talk to us about that and what that means, what it stands for?
Yeah, you know, I think that everything old is new again. And there are a lot of techniques and treatments and philosophies that are ancient that have been going on for thousands and thousands of years that we can really use to apply to our lives today to help make us our healthiest and happiest. So I've kind of been doing a lot of research on, you know, my very first book was the Healthy Family Handbook, and it looked at 9 different healing modalities. So I looked at color therapy and aromatherapy and meditation and yoga. And when I came to Ayurveda, I just really fell in love. So I don't know if you guys have heard about Ayurveda, but Ayurveda is the science of life from India. It's more than 5,000 years old. It's actually the original form of medicine. So before there was, you know, we have allopathic medicine now, is our modern day medicine. Before that, we had Greek medicine, and before that, we had Ayurveda. And now, a lot of people are discovering Ayurveda brand new because of the popularity of yoga, because Ayurveda is a sister science with yoga and meditation. So when we're in the yoga classes and we're seeing all the benefits that we get, mind, body, and spirit, that we get from yoga, we're thinking, oh, this is great. What more can I do? And then, you know, we start understanding that Ayurveda is a sister science. So in India, when they practice yoga and practice meditation, they always do it in tandem with Ayurveda. But here in the West, we kind of have isolated yoga as a form of exercise, and it's so much more than that. So I tell people that if you're doing yoga and you're not doing Ayurveda, it's like kind of like wearing your left shoe and not your right shoe. Why would you do that? You know, when you practice them together, you'll see so many more benefits, and it's just super powerful.
Right. Or shoes without socks, right?
Yeah. Well, I don't know, this Southern California, so people do that all the time.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true. Well, that's interesting. Interesting. You know, I personally had never heard of Ayurveda before until actually just over a week ago. Our last guest on Empowering Radio was Sandhya Ramaswamy, and she's going to be speaking at Mindful Her as well. And she's an Ayurveda expert, and she was talking about same things that you're talking about right now. And it's really interesting because I was familiar with more of traditional Chinese medicine just from a study of martial arts and so forth, but I've never been familiar with Ayurveda. And how similar or different would it be from, say, traditional Chinese medicine or some other modalities?
Well, actually, the roots of Chinese medicine came from Ayurveda as well. What happened was it all started in India, and then the Buddhist monks discovered it and took it around the world to the other Asian countries. So it became like a version of it became Chinese medicine. So same thing as Vastu. Vastu is Indian feng shui. So the monks took all the principles of the science of architecture to China and the Asian countries, and it became feng shui, like their versions of it. So they are similar, but Ayurveda is the authentic, original version. So that's what I practice, and I absolutely love it. It's changed my life in so many remarkable ways, and I actually have spent time in India. This year I was there in December and January, and I filmed an e-course, which is a seven and a half hour of video that we filmed with a feature film director and producer, and on location with special effects and all this. It's like a feature film. It's amazing. And it's called The Ayurveda Experience. So anybody who's looking to learn Ayurveda, you know, it used to be you'd have to go to India or you'd have to go to an Ayurvedic school, which is where, you know, people go when they want to be Ayurvedic doctors. And, you know, many people want to practice Ayurveda, but you don't necessarily want to be a doctor, right? So it's for people like me who want to incorporate it into their lifestyles and get the personal benefits of it, maybe help your family out with it, teach yourself how to eat, you know, and all that, how to boost your immune system and your digestion and all that. But you don't necessarily need to open up an office and practice. So this is like the perfect e-course for that.
And when is that going to be available for people to watch?
Yeah, it's available. Just go to the AyurvedaExperience.com and you can see it.
Oh, okay. Great. Available today. Awesome. We'll definitely have to take a look at that. That sounds really, really interesting. Very cool.
Yeah, it's great.
How about we take a quick station ID, Evan, and then we'll come back with Lisa Coffey, and we'll get more into Ayurveda and more on the whole ancient wisdom with a modern style approach here on Empowering Radio.
Sounds good. I'm going to have some great tips for you guys.
You're listening to Empowering Radio from My Empowered World. Visit us at myempoweredworld.com. Become a subscriber and get daily inspirational messages delivered to your inbox.
All right, I'm Craig Cook here on Empowering Radio, brought to you by My Empowered World, here with co-host Evan Dorian, and we're here with Lisa Coffey. Lisa is a lifestyle, wellness, and relationship expert, best-selling author. She has her website, coffeetalk.com. That's coffee, C-O-F-F-E-Y, talk.com. And we are talking about Ayurveda, and so it sounds like what you're helping people do is incorporate Ayurveda principles and practices into today's modern lifestyle, and that's what you mean by ancient wisdom, modern style. Is that correct?
Absolutely, that's it. And there's so many just simple things that we can do. For example, you guys are probably drinking your coffee right now, right?
I am. Yeah,
it's a habit in the West that is like, oh, everybody's like craving their coffee and everything. But in Ayurveda, you know, it says the coffee isn't so good for you because, first of all, the caffeine is a stimulant and it's chemically produced and it's just not good for you. Also, the acid in coffee isn't great for your digestive system. But the reason we crave it is because it has that bitter taste, believe it or not. And in the West, we don't have enough in our diet that gives us that bitter taste. So we're seeking it. We're looking for it. But then the problem is we add the sugar and we add the cream and we're adding more things that aren't good for our body, and we're basically poisoning ourselves every single day. So luckily there are tons of alternatives to this, where you can still get that great coffee taste. You can still even get that buzz that you get from coffee, right? But you don't have the bad side effects of coffee. So this Ayurvedic doctor that I work with, his name is Vaidya Mishra. So Vaidya in Sanskrit means doctor. So he's Dr. Mishra. He created this special blend called Vaidya's Cup. And you make it like you make instant coffee, or you can make it in your drip coffee maker, or you can use a percolator, or just however you would normally use coffee. But what's great about it is it's made out of macuna. And macuna is this nut type of fruit thing that has all these great properties to it that help stimulate the brain. So it gives your brain, it helps your brain to make dopamine. So dopamine is where we get that buzz, that high feeling like, oh, we're so happy, we feel so good, you know, that's great.
Right.
So it gives you that. So you get the buzz like coffee, but you don't get the caffeine. So it doesn't make you jittery. It doesn't make you stay up at night, things like that. And it's absolutely delicious. So I'm trying to get the world to switch to this Vaidya's Cup because it's so much better for you. And, you know, after even the first cup, you'll say, oh, I'm never going back to coffee again. This is so delicious. So just like you guys have your own store, I have my own store. It's called dharmasmart.com. And you can go to dharmasmart.com to buy this coffee. So it's D-H-A-R-M-A-S-M-A-R-T. So look under edibles and you'll see Vaidya's Cup. It's amazing. It's really amazing.
Wow, that sounds.
And you know,
awesome.
I know some. Yeah, have you heard of this bulletproof coffee that people are drinking now? It's a new trend where people put a scoop of butter in their coffee.
Yes.
I don't know who ever thought of that, but what a good idea! So now I put a little bit of ghee, which is clarified butter, in my coffee. That's what in my Vaidya's Cup coffee. And it just makes it so rich and delicious and stuff, too. So even though I'm a vegan and ghee is not a vegan product, it's such a good oil for your body. It's one of those good oils that our body needs. So that's kind of what I do. I have that every day. It's fantastic.
Interesting. We just got a jar of that ghee. I haven't tried it yet, but I've been wanting to try the bulletproof coffee, so I've been thinking about it a little bit. And actually, one of my associates
had made a cut because he's been making it. And it was pretty good, actually, but I wanted to try that bulletproof brand because he was kind of doing it in his own way just to kind of get the full effect. But I really definitely
Know there was a brand. I thought people were just calling it that.
Oh, yeah, there's a brand. I think what the story is this one executive that he was in the corporate world, and he after he kind of got out of that, he created this bulletproof coffee because of the issues with crashing from a coffee high and kind of the things that you were talking about. So I forget his name, but it's a pretty interesting story. But
that
I definitely
still
am
has
very
the caffeine. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yes, it still has the caffeine. So I'm very curious about this Mikuna, and I actually on your Dharma Smart website right now, that I like the owl, that's neat. And I see,
oh my gosh, this Mikuna is like better than Prozac, let me tell you. It's like, it is happy that, and there's no side effects, and it's fantastic. I think the whole world would be a better place if we were all drinking this stuff. It's amazing.
Right, right. Yeah, there's so many alternatives. Teas, does Ayurveda get into teas, all kinds of different herbal teas and so forth?
Oh, of course, yeah. We totally have all the different herbs and stuff. Like ginger is very good for your digestion. So usually in the morning I'll start the day off with some ginger tea. It's also very warming, and I'm a vata type, so I'm cold all the time. So that's good to just, you know, kickstart your day with some ginger tea. It's really good. And there's also dosha-specific teas. So depending what your, you know, your dosha is your mind-body type in Ayurveda. So depending what your dosha is, there's especially formulated herbal blends just for you. So Vata is warming and calming, since Vatas tend to be, you know, anxious and a little bit ADD and things like that, right? Pitta is cooling, and it's, you know, Pittas tend to be very intense people and a little bit critical and stuff. So they need cooling down. It's a lot of fire in Pitta people. And Kaphas is more stimulating because Kaphas are the more heavy set, easygoing people that need a little bit of a boost every now and then. So the Kapha tea is more stimulating for them. So it's great to know your dosha. I've got a dosha quiz at whatsyourdosha.com. If anybody's interested in taking the quiz, it's just an electronic quiz. It's free, and it kind of calculates for you. And it's not, you know, this isn't scientific based when we have these. If you really want to get a read on what your dosha is and where your balance is and where your imbalances are, then you really need to see an Ayurvedic physician and have that person take your pulse and, you know, go the whole nine yards with that. But if you're just kind of curious and, oh, I want to know and get an idea of what I might be, then these online quizzes are very good for that.
Interesting. You know what it reminds me of is, and it ties into what you said earlier, how everything old is new again. There's all the talk over the past probably 5-10 years about the trend of personalized medicine. But the way you're describing it, this is a way to, as far as figuring out what your dosha is and the types of foods and other aspects of Ayurveda that balance you out. It's really a personalized regimen just for you, right?
Exactly. And the beauty of it is that you don't, it's a lot of self-care. It's a lot about just taking care of yourself, because in Ayurveda, food is medicine. So if you're eating properly, then you're not going to get sick, you know, and you're not going to need any kind of medications other than food. So it's pretty good, and a lot of it's intuitive. A lot of it is common sense. You know, I think we do a lot of things backwards here in the West. For example, Ayurveda says that we should eat our largest meal at noon. At lunchtime should be our largest meal, because that's when our digestion is the strongest. But here in the West, most everybody eats dinner as the largest meal of the day, right? And then it sits in our stomach, and then we stay up later because we haven't digested and we're not ready to sleep. And then we just get, you know, one thing after another, like the dominoes. We get into bad habits. So, if anybody wants to just do one little thing to kind of switch to that lifestyle, eat your biggest meal at lunchtime between noon and 1 p.m., and then eat just a smaller, what you would normally eat for lunch, just eat a smaller meal at dinner time. And it really makes a difference, too. And when you think about it, practicality-wise, it makes sense, because if we eat our largest meal at noon, we have more hours in the day to burn those calories off, right? So
right, it makes
we're
perfect
not going
sense.
To be gaining weight and all that. So,
right.
Yeah.
Lisa,
perfect sense.
Does it give you more energy at first, or how do you feel energy wise when you're on the program? Do you have more energy, or less? Do you have, you know, when you're first starting, is that transition? Can you kind of maybe explain that?
Yeah, I get what you're getting at. I think it depends on the person, because if you're generally healthy anyway, you're definitely going to have more energy because you're kind of in balance already. So you're going to have more energy. You're going to feel more like yourself, you know. Your gut is going to feel great. You're going to be regular. You're going to sleep well. You'll have that deep sleep. It'll just transition very smoothly. However, if you're out of balance, if you've been sick and stuff, then when you're on this healthy routine and the routine you're supposed to be on, your body's going to take some time to detox, to get rid of all the crap that you've been putting into it all these years, right? So
right.
You might get a little sluggish or whatever for the first few days as your body adjusts and says, oh, this is the new normal. So that's kind of how it works.
Oh, okay, great. Because I'm an athlete, and just for me, you know, a lot of energy is I that's what I needed the most, you know, is to continue to perform.
Exactly.
It makes sense, you know. You said it goes hand in hand with yoga, so it's great.
Yep, absolutely. So Ayurveda is not just a way of life; it's a philosophy. It's a lifestyle. It's a medicine, a practice of medicine. It's so much, you know. We talk about meditating every day. And what I'm going to be talking about at Mindful Her is part of the philosophy, and it's tied in with Vedanta. So Vedanta is the ancient Indian philosophy that Ayurveda came out of. And one of the questions I think a lot of people have with their lives, especially once they start kind of on this spiritual path, is what is my purpose? You know, what is life all about? What am I doing here? You know, what is the big picture of life? And at a certain age, we question this more than others. I think when kids graduate from high school, that's a big life transition, and they go to college, and they're like, what am I supposed to major in? What am I going to do with my life? And it's kind of a crossroads then. And then I think also, once we start our careers, we start asking ourselves that question, like, is this what I'm really supposed to do? Is this a job, or is this a career, or is this my calling? You know, is this my purpose?
Yeah.
Is this my dharma? And then at other times, like, I know when my kids went off to school, and I went from being a mom to having more time on my hands to explore what am I all about. It's like, what is my purpose? Now I'm not just a mom. What am I? Who am I? You know, and I think people question these things that, you know, even when they retire, they question, what is my purpose? Now I don't have to go to this job all the time. How am I going to spend my time? What is my purpose? How can I do, you know, help the world or whatever? And that's what we're going to look at. And it's interesting because in this whole philosophy, it says that everybody has four purposes in life, everybody, and they're the same four purposes, and it has nothing to do with your job, your occupation. It has to do with why we're here on this earth. So each of these four purposes manifest themselves in our lives in different ways. But one of them calls more strongly to us. One of them is kind of like our spiritual learning style. And you'll find that it's a thread that goes throughout your life, no matter what you're doing, who you're with, where you live, you know, if you're in school or a job or have kids or whatever, that thread, that purpose is going to kind of follow you. And when we know what that is, that informs how we do things and how we work in this world. So it's very interesting, and it's very kind of deep. So I think if people are ready to explore these big questions and kind of have a shift in their life, a shift in their thinking, then they're going to get a ton out of it.
Wow, this is really interesting. I've never heard of Vedanta before, and this is really appropriate for today's age where there really is this trend towards a conscious awakening movement that's happening quite a bit. And what you're talking about right now just fits so well into that. Wow, interesting. Very educational.
Yes. Yeah, and I think this is the beauty of the Mindful Her conference, is it's bringing people together that are you know, on that common path of like, okay, so what more is there to life? You know, okay, yeah, I can go shopping or I can watch TV, but I think there's more to life than that, you know? So I'm really happy that they brought all of these people together, all of these speakers together, and it's a great opportunity for us to share the wisdom. And when people attend the conference, then they'll be sharing with each other, too, and meeting like-minded people who want to approach life in that more meaningful way.
Right. And for those that out there that do not know, the Mindful Her conference is going to be in Orange County on October 24th, I believe, October
24th.
Yeah, 24th. It's a Saturday. Yeah, right in Orange County. And that's this month, October 24th. And what are you going to be specifically talking about at the conference during your session?
So my session is called What's Your Dharma? And Dharma is the Sanskrit word for purpose. So it's what's your purpose?
Okay.
We're going to be looking at that. And in an hour, which is just a short period of time, people will walk out of there knowing their purpose. They'll have so much clarity, and it really can be life-changing.
Wow, that sounds fantastic. Honey.
Yeah.
Honey, well, we're almost out of time here. How, if people wanted to get in touch with you, work with you, how do you work with people? And, you know, tell us about all that good stuff, everything that you have going on.
Right, so my Coffee Talk website, and it's coffee like my last name, coffeytalk.com. That's kind of my hub website. From there, you can go to take the dosha quiz. You can find out about my speaking engagements. I have Letters to Lisa, which is a free like advice column, so people can write me letters, and you can write them anonymously, and I post the answers on the website because basically, we all have the same questions in life, right? It's just different aspects of it, different people asking at different times, but we all are having the same struggles and issues with our relationships and our health and things like that. So that's like a public forum of advice column, Letters to Lisa. And I've got a blog on there. I've got a link to my YouTube channel. It's youtube.com/coffeetalk. And, you know, I'm all over the place. I'm on Facebook, I'm on Twitter, I'm on Pinterest, I'm on Instagram. I'm very easy to find.
Awesome. Do you ever have classes, like a lot of kind of either one-on-one or group?
Well,
do
a lot of webinars online. So
okay.
I've got a webinar once a month, a series of three webinars. So you can find out about those on my Facebook page. So, for instance, this week, starting on Thursday, we're doing a webinar about Ayurveda, and we've got three different days with three different guests that I interview. So we're going to be talking about Ayurveda and aromatherapy. We're going to be talking about Ayurveda and massage. And we're going to be talking about Ayurveda and herbs, like which herbs to take for what conditions and how they help us and where to find them and how you know the difference between the good ones and the bad ones and which ones are specifically for you. So, you know, once a month I have this series of webinars where we really dive deep into it. And it's free. It's free for people to attend.
Wow, that's awesome. That's awesome. Well, we're just about out of time. Evan, would you like to take us out? Maybe ask Lisa anything else and take us out?
That's it. Thank you very much. Thanks for having being on Empowering Radio today, and we look forward to seeing you at the conference.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me. You guys are terrific. Love what you're doing.
Thanks to hear you. Thank you. Life is-